Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 27th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Talad. Masechta Gittin, Perek Shavii, Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is going to tell us about a person who gives his wife on condition, and he uses the word almanos. When you use the word almanos on condition, then the get is effective immediately. It's the same as saying me'achshov, from now. Says the Mishnah, Harizagitech, a man says to his wife, this is your get. Almanos shetitni li mosaim zuz, on condition that you give me 200 zuz. Harizamagareshes v'sitain, she will be divorced, effectively divorced, from the moment he gives her the get, providing that she carries out the condition. She fulfills the condition and she gives him the 200 zuz. Or if he says to her, Almanos shetitni li mikan v'ad shloshim yoim, he says to her, on condition that you give me 200 zuz anywhere from now, at any time from now, until for the next 30 days. So the condition is dependent upon fulfilling the giving of the condition. By fulfilling it, she would have to give him the 200 zuz in the 30 days. Im nosna loy besach shloshim yom, if she fulfilled that condition and gave him the money within 30 days, megureshes, then she will be divorced. It's effective immediately from the time he gave the get to her hand. Vim lav, if she did not fulfill the condition until after 30 days were over, well, basically she didn't fill the condition at all then, ena megureshes, she will not be divorced. The chiddush here is that we do not say, oh, well, maybe the husband didn't really mean that it had to be within 30 days. Maybe he just wanted to urge her on and to get her motivated to do it. But really, it wouldn't matter if she gave it after the 30 days. And maybe the get will be a get anyway. We do not say that. We say, no, if he said within 30 days, it has to be fulfilled within 30 days. Now, the Gemara says that there's a bit missing from our Mishnah here. And really, that's what we call a chasura mechzra. And we have to put in the following words. Omer le'ishto, one who says to his wife, Harze gitech, this is your get, almanos shetitni li itzalisi, on the condition that give me my long coat, v'yavda itzalisi, and his long coat was lost, ena megureshes, she will not be divorced, because she cannot fulfill that condition. So the get will be bottled, will be nullified. However, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that she doesn't have to give him the actual itzdalis. She doesn't have to give him the actual coat. Titin la istamah. She has to give him simply, or she can give him simply the value or the worth of it in cash, and the get will be fulfilled. Then the Mishnah continues, V'chein hoya maister bit Sidon, and in Sidon, and there was in fact a story that happened in the city of Sidon. Be'echot she'omer li'ishto, with a person who told his wife, Harzegitech almanos shetitni li itzdalis, this is your get on the condition that you give me my itzdalis. Ve'avda itzdalis, and it was lost. Ve'omer chachamim, but the chachamim said, titno istamah, she can just give the value of it. And this is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is quoting as a maaser to support his view. However, despite that, the halacha is not like Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like the Chachamim, that she would have to give him his actual coat, and giving him the proceeds or the money value of it would not help at all to fulfill the condition, and there will not be a get. Mishnah Vav. What happens if the man, as he gives the get to his wife, says, "Harizeh gitaych almanos shetashamshi es aba." This is your get on condition that you serve my dad. He didn't say how long, how many days. Or he said to her, it's your get, amanos shetiniki es bini, on condition that you nurse my son. He didn't tell her how many days or how long to nurse. Kama hi menakta. For what period or in what period does she have to nurse the child? Now, what the Gemara means by it, the Gemara explains what the Mishnah means here is that for this condition to be fulfilled, she only has to serve his father one day. She only has to nurse his son one day. and that would be enough for fulfilling the condition, and she'll be divorced. Because since he didn't say how long, one day is good enough. But as far as nursing is concerned, even though she has to only nurse one day, but it has to be within what's called Zman Hanoka, within the time that children normally nurse. And here we have a machlokas. Kam Mohimanakata means when, in what period, will that one day satisfy the condition that she nurses him. And here we have a machlokas. Shtei Shonim. The Tanakhama says 2 years from the time that from the day he's born. Any time that she nursed him for one day within 2 years that since he's been born, that would satisfy the condition of the husband that the husband made for the get, and the get will be a proper get. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmona Asra Chodesh. He says no. He says it's less. He says it's 18 months. And any time during 18 months from birth that she nurses his child, that would be considered as fulfilling the condition and the get will be valid. If, however, she nursed the child outside this time period, after the 2 years according to the Tanakhama, or after the 18 months according to Rabbi Yehuda, the condition will not be seen as being fulfilled and she will not be divorced. The Mishnah doesn't ask about the serving the father because there is no time limit at all. As long as he's alive and she served him one day, that's good enough to meet the condition. Mesa Ben, says the Mishnah, what happens if the child died before she got a chance to nurse him? Oisha Mesa Avo, the father died before she got a chance to serve him. Even though she didn't fulfill the condition, Hariza Get, we say the Get will be valid. Why? And that's because we say that the husband did not intend to specially tease her or hold back the get. It was a condition made simply for his convenience. It would be helpful for him if she would serve his father a day, or that she would nurse the child for a day. Once they died, however, there's no need for that fulfillment of the Tanai, and we say that's fine. According to the Rambam, however, Rambam learns that we're talking here about a case where the father or the son died after she did serve for one day or she did nurse for one day. If, however, they died before she got a chance to serve the husband or nurse the child, then it won't be a get. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, what happens if the husband says, Harize gitech almanos shetashamshi es aboshte shonim? This is your get on the condition that you serve my father for 2 years. Or almanos shetaniki es benishte shonim, on condition that you nurse my son for 2 years. He now fixed a time for the condition. Now, if that's the case, she will only be divorced if she completes the time that he has given her to nurse or to serve. Mesa ben or shemesa av, if the son died or the father died before the years were up. Oishomer av, or the father said, Iaf shishet shamsheni, I don't want you to serve me anymore. Even if he said it, shaloi bahak bada, even if he said it without her making him angry, she wasn't the cause of it, and therefore she can't be blamed for the fact that he doesn't want her to serve it. Nevertheless, ain't a get. The Tanakhama holds the get will not be effective because even though it's out of her control, she did not fulfill the condition that he made for the get. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel amar kazer get. Again, he argues and he says that if the cause of her not serving the father is because the father died or because the father said, I don't want you to serve me, but not because of anything she did wrong, then it will be a get. Why? Or if the son died before she could nurse him for 2 years or for the period. The reason is, Kalal Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Kol Akova She'eina Hemena. Any obstruction to fulfilling the Tanai, the condition, that was not caused by her, then it was caused by some other circumstance, either the son or the father dying, or the father himself saying, I don't want you to serve me, Haris a get. The get will still be a valid, even though the condition has not been fulfilled. Again, the halacha is not like Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that the condition has to be fulfilled come what may, and if it was not, even if it's no fault of her own, the get will not be valid.